From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. Missouri prisons will soon be smoke-free. This follows a settlement from a lawsuit brought by a Missouri inmate serving a life sentence for murder. The lawsuit alleges that the inmate, who is an asthmatic, was repeatedly paired with smokers in prison, despite doctors' orders that he be held in a smoke-free area. The Kansas City Star reports that the ruling could also be a win for Missouri taxpayers, who cover the health care costs of the more than 30,000 inmates at the state's 21 correctional facilities. Missouri already bans smoking inside prison buildings, but it is allowed in designated outside areas. State officials haven't announced details of their plans to eliminate smoking in all of Missouri's correctional facilities by the April 1st deadline. Ameren, Missouri has announced plans to add enough solar and wind electricity to power over 200,000 homes. The St. Louis-based subsidiary of Ameren Corporation said today that adding at least 700 megawatts of wind power would cost about $1 billion and take until 2020. Ameren says improving technology and renewable energy initiatives with large customers could boost wind investment. The new wind facilities would be located in Missouri and neighboring states, but a statement from the company provided no further details. The company plans to add 100 megawatts of solar power over the next 10 years, but no cost estimates are yet available. One solar facility at St. Louis-Lambert International Airport is slated to be completed next year. Columbia food truck owners are trying to find more parking for their trucks downtown. Food trucks are currently only allowed to park downtown in areas permitted by the city, including Cherry Street from 6th to 7th and Locust Street from 9th to 10th Streets. Mid-Missouri Restaurant Association Director David Maxwell says brick-and-mortar restaurants downtown are open to the idea of increased spots for food trucks.
They enjoy the variety that the food trucks offer. And the food trucks, you know, the operators of the food trucks are business people. And, you know, they understand what they're up against.
The new parking spots would include North 8th Street off Broadway, Walnut Street between 10th and Orr Streets, and Alley A off 9th Street. The Downtown Community Improvement District Board will soon evaluate the proposed new spots and give a recommendation to City Council. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is hiring outside help to investigate allegations of wrongdoing in connection with a civil lawsuit filed by the family of Anthony Lamar Smith, who was shot and killed after a police chase in St. Louis 6 years ago. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
In a written statement, Hawley says he'll hire an independent counsel to look into allegations that the city and members of former Attorney General Chris Koster's administration withheld evidence connected to the civil suit. An attorney for Smith's family says the evidence includes a cell phone video taken by a witness right after then-police officer Jason Stockley fatally shot Smith, and documents stating that only Stockley's DNA was found on a gun retrieved from Smith's car. In 2013, Smith's family agreed to settle a wrongful death lawsuit they had filed, but now want to resume the mediation process. Hawley says in a written statement that the allegations deserve a full, accurate, and transparent accounting. Earlier this month, a judge found Stockley not guilty of first-degree murder, prompting daily demonstrations and unrest in St. Louis. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia's local NAACP chapter is holding a community event tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Second Missionary Baptist Church to craft recommendations around topics including decreasing racial profiling. Columbia's NAACP President Mary Ratliff says she's encouraged by the Columbia Police Department's willingness to be involved in the event and says she wants to present the city with around 25 recommendations on topics regarding policing and economic disparity. I'm Joan McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.